Last week, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper announced Canadian troops are on their way to the Middle East. They'll join the fight against the extremist group known as ISIS or ISIL, but not everyone in Canada is very happy about the troops going overseas. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us once again. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy.
Well, so did Stephen Harper jump the gun when he sent troops off to the Middle East?
No, they got a vote through Parliament last evening. The government has a majority of the seats in Parliament, so they knew it was going to pass, and it did, what, 157 to 134, I think, or something like that. So they're going. The opposition parties opposed this. Opinion polls show Canadians, I think, reluctantly supportive would be the right term. The other thing we should say is the only smaller commitment that Canada could have made to this exercise was to have done nothing at all. They're talking about sending 9 military aircraft, including 6 fighter planes, no ground troops. The entire military contingent will be about 600 people, but those are obviously support people. We're not talking ground troops here.
Are there Canadians who would like to see Canada do more?
I think everybody's kind of reluctant. The reluctance you're hearing from the President of the United States and other world leaders on this one is reflected here. Canada, I mean, I think, you know, our Prime Minister really couldn't say no. He'd been asked by the President. He had Canada's other main military allies are part of this. Canada was committed to this coalition, so it had to do something. But really looking at it, trying to think of how an outsider might look at this, this is bare minimum contribution. This is the smallest military contingent Canada could have sent and still say it's participating.
Vaughn, is the debate over now?
No, it isn't, actually. I'm just looking at, actually, today's news. So the Liberal Party, led by Justin Trudeau, the son of former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, is opposed to this, so spoke out against it, voted against it. But Mr. Trudeau would appear to have a split in his party. One of his senior members of Parliament abstained from the vote, and another senior Liberal, a former Minister of Foreign Affairs in a previous Liberal government, has spoken out today and said that the party should have supported the airstrikes, the government move. So this is a controversial position Mr. Trudeau has taken. It breaks with the history of his own party. The Liberal Party, of course, when they were in power, sent the Canadian contingent to Afghanistan, and that was a much bigger military commitment than this. So Trudeau, you know, he's staking out new ground. He's striking out a new direction here. It's a controversial one. The other opposition party, the New Democratic Party, led by Thomas Mulcair, is also opposed. So the opposition parties are reflecting a new view in Canada, certainly one that has a lot of public support. But I think at this moment, the suggestions are that it's not going to do a lot of political damage to the government to have made this modest contribution. It's for 6 months. It is not likely, in spite of the rhetoric here, to produce the kind of casualties we saw in Afghanistan.
Talking news from Canada with Vaughn Palmer of the Vancouver BC Sun. Vaughn, I understand the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, have waded into the fur debate.
A country with real problems probably wouldn't be arguing about this, but here you go. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police, in an effort to placate or satisfy or pander to, depending on your view of it, the anti-fur trapping movement, agreed to replace the traditional hat for Mounties in northern Canada, and in winter, a muskrat hat, with a woolen toque. They tested the woolen toque in severe, ferocious winter conditions, which Canada is known to have, and concluded it was as warm. The muskrat hat requires the trapping of 3 muskrat. We know the arguments against trapping. So the RCMP was going ahead and doing this. The government accused the RCMP of pandering and reversed the decision, ordered them to go back to the woolen hats, or the, not woolen hats.
The muskrat hats.
So the hats are back on. The government is accused of interfering in a decision the RCMP had made, and of course the anti-fur trapping people are outraged because they make the point that, and we've all seen the films, that these little muskrat, they get caught in traps, they chew their own legs off, they kill themselves, they die horribly. And so, you know, we can joke about this, but for the animals, it's not very funny.
No, I'm curious, why is this such a big deal that somebody would veto the ban on fur? If the wool hats are warm, isn't that good enough?
It's accusing the force of being against the trapping industry, which is still a significant part of the rural economy in Canada. It's a little like symbolic battles over gun control and things like that. It's the governing Conservative Party, one could say, if we want to use the word pandering in another context, pandering to its base.
So the hats are back.
The hats are back.
This winter. Well, Vaughn, I'm glad that you keep an eye on both the big picture and the clothing picture in Canada. We appreciate that.
We try to cover all the news.
And I hope that, I know they don't have it, but it's the perfect time to play the song Muskrat Love. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun.
Well done.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye, Marcy.
Vaughn joins us most Wednesdays on The Record here on KUOW.